Brad is on the line. Hi, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am.
I am, too. And we're together, then.
Amen.
We're 100% together. The unrecognized you discovered. What now? Well, that's what I thought when I read this new submission you've got here for me to post up on the website. I looked at it. I shook my head. I said, what now?
Okay.
Well, I think you might be quite accurate in your question of whether or not I'd actually post this.
You're the publisher.
What way is a quote from this nice longshoreman, good old Eric Hoffer, an excerpt from your book?
Because it's in the book. It's what I end the book with.
Okay, but it's not your writing. I'm being picky. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, it's not new. It's not a new concept, Mr. Bruce.
I know I'm in trouble when you call me Mr. Bruce.
Yes.
Okay, in a world of change, the learner will inherit the earth, while the learned will find themselves beautifully equipped to deal with a world that no longer exists.
And that's why I used it, instead of anybody hanging on to what I say or what anybody else says, the book is Get Your Own Recognition, Discover Who You Are, and then begin asking, Dad, what now? That's the purpose.
Well, my friend, I love the quote. I think it's fabulous. I agree with it 100%. I also have a personal philosophy of lifelong learning. I think if you're not learning, you're dying, or at least your brain is.
Well, I'm just talking about from what source are you learning?
You know, quite frankly, I'm not so sure that that's important in all aspects. I think that just learning is valid in its own right. Just keeping your brain sharp and active and alive. I'm not suggesting that you spend all your time at college or you spend all your time at the library or you spend all your time at lectures or going to extracurricular classes. I'm suggesting that learning in itself has value, and I believe that's what Eric is saying too.
I do too, and I have no intention of stopping.
Yeah.
We are in agreement.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Just the quote is pretty dang good then, isn't it, Ryan?
It's a phenomenal quote. It's just not written by Brad Cullen.
It was the author's choice to put it in. And one of the things you could do as a publisher, you've said to me that you wanted to be a servant to the author. And it's what I want. So give me what I want.
Hey, I'm not your Heavenly Father. Don't talk to me like that.
I love it. I love it. Daddy, thank you for burdening me with Ryan Bruce. What a joy.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're having a good time. Let's take a look at the excerpt that you did put in, written by your good college professor friend, who I deeply respect as well and admire.
You don't like that either, huh?
Well, no, I'm okay with that, because the statement is so powerful that I kind of wish you'd made it, or maybe I should call him up and ask him if he wants to have a website.
Why don't you?
I'd like to actually discuss the position he takes, if you don't mind. Instead of getting instructions from our brain, from books, from biases of religious practices, we can go directly to the source. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had a challenge not going to books in my brain and biases and religious practices in my lifetime. Have you?
And so is he, and he's a professor.
Right. So it's the tools of his trade, even. And it must be even more challenging for him than it is for you and I. Or do you not read books anymore? Oh, wait a second. You read that book that inspired you to do the series on quantum physics, so you must read.
I probably read 3 to 4 a week.
3 to 4 books a week?
Yes.
Gosh, you must have a lot of time.
Or maybe I just use it wisely.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay. So you read 3 or 4 books a week, and I can't say the same. But then again, I don't read Harlequin romances, so... What? You're not going to talk on that one?
Well, I danced on your neighbor's lawn once and came to a conclusion that I'd be better off reading Harlequin romances. How's that? But I don't.
Okay. I do actually get some instructions from books. And I'm wondering, do you as well? Do you just take...
Absolutely.
Do you take what you learn from the book directly to Dad, or...?
I've found that I'd better, but I oftentimes don't.
I find that I do the same. If there's something that puzzles me or stumps me or creates a new thought process or a new paradigm in my mind, then I take it to Dad. I usually play around with it first. Would you think that that's good advice for our listeners to do as well?
Probably not, but it's what I do. It's probably what most people do, so who knows?
You know, I got to tell you, the first thing that set me free from just blindly accepting what the man behind the pulpit was telling me was my desire to understand it a little bit better, and I bought myself a concordance and an interlinear and a couple commentaries, and I'd write down the passages that the pastor or preacher or whatever you want to call him, wolf in sheep's clothing, was pontificating on that day, and I'd go home and I'd read up on it, and because I was curious, you know, a small part of me had some doubt that, gee, does it really mean that? You know, so I would take the Strong's Concordance and the interlinear information, and all of a sudden I started, after doing that for a while, getting some input from the Holy Spirit to look a little deeper and look a little harder. And then after a while, I wouldn't have to just write down every phrase. I'd only have to write down the phrases that the Holy Spirit wanted me to focus on. And what it did for me, Sunday after Sunday, week after week, I got a little closer and a little closer to Dad, and involving him in my religious practice, so to speak. After doing that for a little while, I think I was ready to break free, because I started to look at what was coming from the pulpit and say, hey, that doesn't add up. So what this gentleman writes in your introduction about getting instructions from other sources and going directly to the source is probably one of the most key parts of everything we ever talk about. And I think it's a great passage.
And if it isn't, it ought to be.
It almost captures your whole purpose, what we talked about in the last podcast. Well, what would you like to tell us about this particular excerpt?
This guy, let's see, you've met him, haven't you?
Sure have.
Yeah, okay, well, and you know what he's like, but he's in between your age and my age, meaning he's almost 70, and they're begging him to stay on after, I don't know, 40 years or something at the college he's at, but he taught me something, and I'll never forget it. He invited me to speak at one of his humanities classes. And in fact, I went back after every semester from then on, but for several years. And I remember his invite to the students that were there. And he said, remember, we are all co-learners. This class will have no effect on any of us unless I am learning along with you. Pretty heavy, huh, for a teacher to make?
Yeah.
For a PhD, just no pretension whatsoever. So when he makes these kinds of statements, and, you know, I was had a little bit of trepidation about going to ask him to do a forward. Number one, he's working under the cover of a mainstream denomination, very well known, very respected, not only in academia, but in the, you know, among the leaders of that denomination. It's a denomination-sponsored college, and he is just so respected and so well known. And for, you know, him to go out on a limb, you know, write a nice foreword as he did for a book, and which is ostensibly for our website, which is pretty much anti-traditional. Certainly, you couldn't put it in the same category as most of the denominations, but he's brave enough to put his name right out there as being a professor of that college. So,
anyway. Well, maybe he is actually planning on retiring.
Well, that's a possibility, though. That particular school is a great cross between liberal and conservative, and most of the people I've met, and I haven't met that many, you know, It's a fairly large campus.
So, Brad, thanks for sharing those details about your good friend Dennis. I think it's time we just release the book just in time for Christmas. What do you think?
Get going.
Okay, you got it. Coming up real soon.
All right. Love you.
Thanks for your time today, Brad. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon. And next, are we going to talk more about your book, or you got something exciting coming up?
No, I'm starting on a whole, and it's going to be a series. And this is going to be for our seniors of our audience, or those who are looking forward enough to wanting to stave off being a senior for as long as possible.
As long as possible. How about as long as they want?
Yeah, exactly. There we go. As long as they want is definitely possible.
I look forward to it.
Okay.